This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. There's a new beginning. They have new values. They have new system that governs their life. I know I've told you this before, but my dad was an adult when he became a Christian. He was a sales manager of a small company in Chicago. And he said, when I became a Christian, he told me this personally. He said, I looked at the house differently. I looked at the car differently. I looked at you two kids differently. And he said, I looked at everything differently. My whole perspective changed because of Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? My whole perspective changed because of Jesus Christ. Verse 18, all this is from God who reconciled us to himself and through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. You know what that means? We have been reconciled to God for the purpose of helping other people being reconciled to God and for the purpose of reconciling people who were at odds and bringing them together. That's your ministry. Why? Because I said so? No, because Paul said so. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation, and there's a change that happens in a person's life. Listen to what Fred Fisher writes years ago. The unbeliever gets sick, so does the Christian. The unbeliever has difficulties in life, in his marriage or her marriage, so does the Christian. The unbeliever eventually dies, so does the Christian. But when judged from internal realities, there is as much difference between the life of the unbeliever and the believer as between day and night, between black and white, between solid and liquid. They belong to an entirely different order of things. You're a brand new person because of Christ, and therefore he has a right to call you and call me to a ministry of reconciliation. Look at verse 19, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. You know what the importance of an ambassador is? An ambassador represents the United States of America. And when somebody thumbs their nose at the ambassador and somebody kills an ambassador, that's an attack on the United States of America. And we are ambassadors for the kingdom of God. Some of you listen to Warren Wiersbe, or used to listen to Warren Wiersbe on the radio. He used to preach in Covington, Kentucky at Calvary Baptist Church just across the river. He said when he was a younger minister, he used to be embarrassed about witnessing to people about Christ. He says, I admit it, I was embarrassed. He said, but then I got to the place where I realized I'm an ambassador. I represent the Lord. I represent the kingdom of God. And he said something happened that day. It took away his embarrassment. It took away his hesitancy. It took away his fear because he said, I'm an ambassador of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I've got news for you. So are you. So are you and so am I. What if, suspend reality here for a minute, just hypothetically, not trying to be melodramatic, what if this were the last message you were to hear? Here's my question. Have you been reconciled to God? And secondly, is there someone you need to be reconciled with where you need to mutually agree to come together? You know, aside from people coming to Christ, I think the greatest miracle that I witness as a minister is not somebody being healed, although that's a great thing when it happens. The greatest thing that I witness, reconciliation. When a mother and daughter haven't spoken for years and now they're speaking. Where someone who told me that he didn't speak to his dad, even when he ran into his dad in public, never spoke to him. Some of you have trouble believing that, but some of you don't. You get it. You've been there and done that. And who were reconciled, brought together through Christ. That's a miracle.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.